I'm Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. More than 60 churches have been attacked in Egypt since Muslim Brotherhood started its rampage beating their pro-President Morsi drum. These attacks aren't new. It's just now making the news. President of ION Network USA, Rody Rodehaver, says ION Network staffers are safe.
Although many of them have had to flee and are living with either Muslim friends who've taken them in to protect them, or they've gone to another pastor who's close by.
Pastors in many of these churches are homeless. You can help those in need. We have a link at our website. Next, the gospel's gaining ground in Russia. Joel Griffith with Slavic Gospel Association explains.
We are seeing a growing evangelical presence in Russia. The traditional faiths that are there, such as Orthodoxy, probably feel some sense of threat by that.
The growth is coming despite more efforts to control religious action. SGA supports churches and believers who are living out the Great Commission in Russia. See how you can get involved at our website. Most importantly, pray.
We need to intercede in prayer, not only for the religious freedom in Russia to continue, but that it might increase.
And when you're a refugee in Burma trying to hide from the government that wants to kill you, health care is a luxury. That's why Partners Relief and Development is taking action in Karen State. They're helping 7 remote health clinics with supplies and training. As workers care for physical needs, the doors open for spiritual conversations. Pray more refugees come to know Christ through these clinics. Check out our website to see how you can help. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Support MNN's Wake Me Up Summer campaign and get a Josh Wilson CD. Find out more at 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.